So you've been all over the state to be able to accomplish this. Tell me about the places you've been.
Yeah, so I started out, like I said, the first fish was caught in Star Valley. I actually ended up catching my cutthroat in Afton at Swift Creek too. But outside of those two, I traveled over to Pinedale. I traveled over to Riverton a whole bunch. I've been all the way up to Gillette, the Keyhole area. I've been as far south east as the Grey Rocks, the Laramie Plains. I fished Central Wyoming, like I said, Casper, Riverton, and then Flaming Gorge, and I've just been all over the place, Jackson Lake. So it took me all over the state.
That's awesome. How was that for you? What, as an outdoorsman, what was it like for you to be in those places?
It was really, I don't know, it's just something that I wanted to do for a while. Like I said, I've moved around a bit. I've lived in different places. I've lived in Texas and Tennessee, which is obviously a lot different than the area up here. So growing up in Wyoming and being able to come back and just kind of explore these places. I was really involved in sports in high school at Star Valley, so I traveled around and we did, played football and track in different locations. But I never really got to go out and, kind of experience the outdoors parts of these cities and areas. So coming back and being able to do that, go to these places that I've been before, but never really got out and fished and enjoyed the, the outdoor aspect of it was kind of just a cool experience, getting to experience different parts of our state, the state that we grew up in, and just, enjoying it, enjoying the process.
So you set this as a goal. You decided you were going to do this, and it was a conscious effort and a plan, right?
Oh, absolutely. So like I said, the program came out in June of 2019. That's when the Game and Fish first started it. And then I moved back here in August of 2019. And I figured out about that program, like, well, this is a great, I came back here to fish. I came back here to be in the outdoors. And, I've always considered myself a decent fisherman. I grew up fishing. But this was something where I could prove to myself I could go out, see awesome parts of the state, and then prove that I could do it to myself, see if I can go out here and catch, catch these big fish. And like I said, right when I moved back, I figured out about it. I'm like, well, that's something I want to do. And then I started planning, started doing research where to fish at. We obviously don't have some species on this side of the state. So what lakes on the east side have these different species that I need to catch? And so, yeah, it was definitely a conscious effort. I just didn't go out there and walk into 10 fish. There was a lot of planning to do.